I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Let's go out to Zanesville, Ohio, and the Goodwill store. We always have stories about people dropping off something at the Goodwill, and they didn't realize what was in the bag, or they dropped off something of value or something disgusting. Workers at the Goodwill found a bag that had nearly $100,000 in it. Barb and Betsy, working over at the Zanesville Goodwill store, thought the money was fake when they first saw it. I laughed and said, "Hey, look at all the money I found." I thought it was play money. Then Betsy came over and said, "We need to take that to the office." If I was Barb, I would have said, "No, we're taking this out to my car." This is where we're going. The store manager said they were able to track down a lady named Lynette Lecrone, the owner of the cash, because she asked for a receipt when she dropped off her Goodwill stuff. You know, when you drop off something for the Goodwill, they say, "You want a tax receipt?" They say, "Yeah." So she asked for the tax receipt. Thank goodness she did, because that's how they had her contact information. They tried calling her, but were unsuccessful, the owner. So they called the police next before hearing from the owners. And they didn't have any report of any $97,000 in cash that was misplaced. When they finally got a hold of the couple, Lynette's husband, Dan, said, "Oh, yeah, I withdrew that cash and I put it in a bag in the trunk. The money was going to be used to buy a house." And she just said, "Oh, here's some junk in the trunk."
Well, when you pull into Goodwill, sometimes you pop the trunk and and they just take everything out. They usually ask, you know, "Do you want this? How about this bag? Should we take the bag too?"
And yeah, grab the bag.
What do you get? A bag of $97,000.
Unbelievable.
All right.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
I'd be suspicious of anybody who's withdrawing 97 grand in cash. Do we know why they wanted 97 grand?
He said they were going to buy a house. But,
oh,
I mean, you
okay.
don't tell your wife or something that, "Hey, honey, I'm going to go down and withdraw that 100 grand today. I got to check in if I'm withdrawing
$10. Yeah. Well, but do you need to have the cash? I mean, can't you just write a check? It's in your account.
I don't know. Maybe they old school, man. They would do everything in
cash. The real estate market is crazy now. I guess you got to come with the stacks of green if you want that house.
Here it is.
You got to pay over list price, and you have to bring the cash. Okay, these are the 911 calls that came into the authorities out on Whidbey Island. We start off Friday, May 12th, 4:37 p.m., Crosby Avenue. Someone called 911 to report finding a puzzle piece taped to a plastic bag. Yeah, that was a 911 call. Saturday, May 13th, 10:15 a.m., Midway Boulevard Business. There's an old guy screaming in the bathroom. Saturday, May 13th, 9:53 p.m., Victory Street. The neighbors are mowing the lawn and playing loud music.
Uh-oh.
Well, 9:53 at night is kind of late to be doing that. Sunday, May 14th, 2:03 p.m., Crosby Avenue. A woman called 911, says she just saw a picture of another woman in the newspaper who is wearing her sweater.
There can't be more than one. That one's mine.
This is a Whidbey Island mystery right now.
Keith Emerson or what's that? Keith Morrison or Keith whatever Morrison. His name is.
Monday, May 15th, 3:06 p.m., Whidbey Avenue. Some guy on drugs is knocking on a front door. And finally, Sunday, May 14th, 5:25 p.m., Crosby Avenue. A woman called 911, said she just washed the car, and now she's working on a paper mache project.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take a look.
911,
just letting you know what I'm up to.
Yeah.